TalkRadioEurope.net. Now, we have about 6 or 7 minutes to go before I'm going to get our last guest for the night, which is Tina Royals, and we're going to talk about domestic violence. We're going to talk about basically what she does as well, both in terms of helping people with relationship difficulties and domestic violence and how they treat it and how they deal with it. It is, of course, a very big problem here in Spain and has been for many years. I've been reading up on it today. It does look as though a lot of the measures that have been put in place over the last few years are beginning to improve the situation dramatically, thank God. There's an awful lot of work been done here, and I know they take it very seriously here now. Unfortunately, there are still way too many people lose their life. It's just incredible when you consider how many people lose their life to a partner, and predominantly women, unfortunately. Something like one a week, I believe, in Spain, which is quite tragic, really. Where does it start? Where does it all begin? Where does that I don't know, is it a lack of respect in the first place? Is it something that's been, you know, born into or taught into children by behaviour that they've seen at home? I don't know. I know one thing, and that is that the strong women that I've known in my family and around have always said, raise one hand and I'm gone. And it kind of stops it before it even starts. But it's easier said than done. I know there's been people out there who have had children and just didn't have anywhere to go or anything else to do. And, you know, you're thinking about the welfare and the livelihood of your children. As Jane was talking about just there, she had a child and she's ended up knocking on the door of a guest house who basically finally allows her to stop there for a couple of weeks until she can get a job, moves into another place and finds she's jumped out of the frying pan into the fire. If you've got a child, I'm imagining if you've got a child, rational rules go out of the window because I'm assuming for most people, your first thought is the child, not yourself. So you might make decisions on behalf of the child rather than yourself, I presume. It seems that way when you talk to people who have natural maternal instincts anyway. Right, so we're going to talk to her in, as I say, in about 5 or 6 minutes' time.
TalkRadioEurope.net.
Yes, good evening and welcome back. It's 10:18. Well, it's 10:18 here in Spain. That's not what it is where my guest is in the UK, and my guest is Tina Royals. Let's say hello to Tina before we go any further. Good evening, Tina.
Good evening, Kenny.
Welcome, Tina. Thank you very much for joining us. I thought I'd get you on the line before I introduce exactly who and what you are. You're the director, owner and psychotherapist at your own private practice, which is sellyourcentre.com. And you also have your own website, of course, which is tinaroyals.com. So you're a busy girl.
I certainly am, yes.
I'm fascinated by, well, not fascinated by the work that you have to do, but I'm still fascinated.